Annie Meringue.
Dusty Bun?
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. I'm trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, or on twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. Thanks for partying on, you party people on the YouTube stream. A very active YouTube stream today. Must have been a big game over the weekend.
Nah.
Yep, got all sorts of people fired up. There's something that's still looming out of this Oregon and Ohio State game, which is, does this change anything in the perception of Dan Lanning or Ryan Day? Because the one thing that Lanning had been criticized for as a coach, and we heard it leading up, you know, you had talking heads say it. You had fans of both teams saying Lanning has not won the big one yet. And this game, the magnitude of it, it felt different leading into the game. And for Dan Lanning, he even admitted to it, it felt different after the game.
Coach, we talk about this every week. 1-0. This 1-0 feels a little bit different. Is it?
I want to say no, but it's different. That was an unbelievable team that we just played. You know, and you come to Oregon to play in games like this, big moments like this. Obviously, that was a crazy one. There was a lot of fun. Our guys battled to the very end. Two good teams. And, you know, we came out on top tonight.
I thought that the game, the preparation, the game plan, having your guys ready, I don't know if we have seen Oregon be as ready and play as complete of a game as what we saw on Saturday. And it was on the biggest stage you possibly can. That is a massive pelt on the wall for Dan Lanning.
I mean, that's his first big pelt. That's the first big game win. It doesn't get the monkey off the backs, so to speak, but it is a massive. I mean, it's the biggest win in Autzen.
In the history of Autzen Stadium. I think, look, fans are saying it. Like, the environment, the atmosphere, the way the game played out, it was the best football game played in Autzen Stadium.
I mean, and it's their best regular season win. I don't think that's an argument in modern history. I mean, you're talking about the number two team in the country comes in and you handle business. Like, that's...
And it wasn't, I mean, as much as Ohio State fans on message boards want to say it or Twitter or whatever, that was not a fluke.
No.
It was not a fluky win the way that it played
this
out.
This wasn't a bunch of luck that went Oregon's way. I think it was a pretty poorly officiated game on both sides, to be honest.
Yeah.
Ohio State, if you could say, wants to get away with the early interception, I thought Oregon got away with being a little handsy in the secondary sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Like, both sides were handsy in the secondary, and they just didn't call it.
Yeah. So I thought it was, you know, pretty consistent throughout as far as that stuff. So for me, I look at this and I kind of laugh because Ohio State's calling for the Ohio State fans are calling for Ryan Day's head.
Yeah.
And
we knew that this was going to come for whichever team lost. And it was a 1-point game that could have gone either way.
That Ohio State had a chance to possibly win.
And a lot of the same fans that are saying they got screwed at the end of the game with the offensive pass interference or we should have been able to call a timeout. You're also the same fans that are calling for Ryan Day's head, too. A lot of the exact same people. I think that for Lanning, it was huge. He gets that big pelt on the wall. It was that game. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. They won that football game. His staff and his guys that are in the program now, where he's recruited these guys via high school, the transfer portal, whatever it may be, these are Dan Lanning's guys, and that was the biggest game and the biggest stage that they've been on, and they won that game. I think it is big in that regard. I don't think any sweeping judgments of either one of these coaches should be made on the outcome of that game. For Lanning the win, Day the loss, they're still really good coaches.
And they're probably going to meet up again at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they very well could if Ohio State takes care of their business because, look, everybody's saying, hey, the rematch is coming in Indy. Well, Indiana right now is 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
They play Ohio State. Penn State is 6-0.
Yep.
They are playing Ohio State, and they have taken both those teams have taken care of their business so far.
And you still have Michigan, who, despite not being what they are,
I mean, they got to figure out how to throw the ball.
Well, yes, but I'm saying forward. As far as beating Ohio State, that that game always you have to throw everything out. For that
having
game.
Watched those two teams, Ohio State
should mop
is going to mop the floor.
They should, but again, rivalry games.
Mm-hmm. Weird things happen.
Weird things happen.
Tennessee's way better than Florida, and that game came down to the wire. There's still a lot of football, and look, Oregon is in a, and we'll talk about this game as the week goes on. They're in a really weird spot where you go to West Lafayette, where it's going to be the environment will not be anything near what you played in this past.
No, and it might be a bit of a letdown.
You have to fight the letdown because it's not just going on the road.
You don't want to get vandied.
Now you're talking about road teams 3-10 traveling two time zones in Big Ten play, and Penn State picking up that third win with their win over USC. The other two have been against UCLA, which I'm not quite sure how much credence we're going to put into that. But it's really hard to do. You're doing it on a short week after an emotional win, and emotions go high. You have to turn the page immediately. We talked about this leading into the Michigan State game, right? The short turnaround
not
after the travel, after a late game to UCLA. Yeah, now you have, all right, you just, the game that everybody had circled on their calendar, in as much as the coaches, the players, they say every single week the right thing. You know, we haven't been looking ahead. And to their credit, they hadn't with the way they handled Michigan State and UCLA the weeks leading up to the Ohio State game. But they all knew the magnitude of that game. The letdown on a short week on the road, you cannot have that against an inferior opponent. You cannot have that.
No.
And that's the task where they got to celebrate that Saturday night, probably into Sunday morning.
Mm.
And then you have to turn the page almost immediately.
Yeah, because you have a short week. Because
that's a hard thing to do,
yeah,
man.
You don't get the Monday off.
Yeah. I think the bigger win in this is, I think, Oregon fans in Autzen Stadium with all the flowers that they're getting after this. Tsunami on Twitter has been posting.
Capturing all the audio from the country.
The screenshots of the Ohio State message boards.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read you some of the highlights. I wish all OSU fans could have attended a game to see what a real home field advantage feels like. 60,000 fans doubling the loudest I've ever heard the shoe and keep it up the entire game. Not just fourth and one situation. Also, Oregon might have the nicest fans you'll ever meet. Overall, Eugene, definitely worth the trip for future games. Another one. That sure was an advantage. I had to lower the volume on my TV because I couldn't stand to hear them anymore. They won't have that advantage next time we play them, which will be in the horseshoe.
Yeah.
I like this one. The blue hairs at OU, which this is how you know they're not an Oregon fan.
Yes.
They call it OU, are engaged and stand and get loud. Likely because people out here are more active, less obese, and are shamed into it.
I mean, it's probably not wrong.
Another one said, I was in the stadium, and unless you were there, you have no idea what a complete snake pit that is to play in. How many teams go in there and come out with a win? No more than one or two. And we are in the one or two. No, you're not, because you lost. He says, Oregon is an underdog, literally and figuratively. They don't get annoyed. They just double down on it. The best environment I've ever seen in a road venue in any sport, and I've been to a lot of stadiums. The architectural design is cool. It's as loud as advertised. The student section is incredible. The traditions they have there are really cool and contribute to keeping up the crowd and keeping them rowdy. The tailgating scene is like OSU's used to be in the 90s before Karen Holbrook, in the university leadership began cracking down on everything and getting rid of things like Hinnegate. Don't know what that is. They play a song called Coming Home at the end of the first quarter and shout at the end of the third quarter. Everyone gets into it. The shoe used to be formidable, but it's nowhere as close to intimidating since the university priced out tailgaters and average fans. I found myself less enthused about going to home games compared to 5 to 10 years ago because of it. Autzen, by contrast, is a fortress.
Well, I will say about as far as pricing fans out, Autzen was not cheap this weekend.
No, it wasn't.
It was $2,000 to get in the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you didn't have season tickets, that's what you were paying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a buddy of mine told me his father-in-law was offered 25 G's for 6 tickets.
Didn't take it?
Didn't take it.
Must not need the money.
Went to the game. Yeah, I know, right? Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Because that, look, even if I'm well off, that's a...
Yeah, that's a pretty, really good seats, too.
Begin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You better have rushed the field.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to follow up and see.
Yeah, because
if the field was rushed.
If you didn't rush the field when the opportunity presented itself and you passed up 25 Gs.
Yeah, we'll see. That would.
Did you get caught up in the swarm of that, or did you?
I was able to dodge it? I was on the field, and then I saw the swarm, and I just started going, "Nope, I'm getting out of there. I'm getting out of there." So I backed all the way up.
So you didn't go out there with Ty Burrell?
No, I backed all the way up and
to the wall.
I took a picture. The crazy part about it, and I posted the picture on my Twitter @Dusty_Hara. If you look at the picture, the entire field is full of people.
Mm-hmm.
So are the stands.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking, like, where are these people coming from? And then I turned. The entire student section was completely empty.
Yeah.
Well, student sections. It's like 5 sections now. They were completely empty. But the picture's crazy because when you look at it, you go, it seems like all of the people are still in the stands, yet it is shoulder to shoulder on the field. That was super cool to see.
Yeah.
And then I went back. As I was walking on the field to go back up to the press box, after everybody had been cleared out, there was a single shoe. Somebody lost a shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no doubt in my mind, they did not even realize that they had still missing a shoe.
No.
Just what? It was a Vans.
There you go.
Just sitting there.
That tracks.
On the field. And that was it. Just a shoe.
It's a lone, solitary shoe.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Big ups to security. There was big talk about Oregon fans wanting to tear down the goalposts and dump them into the Willamette River. It was the security guards, and then they had like police surrounding the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get past the guys in the blue windbreakers.
Yeah,
you're not getting past the guy with a gun to get to the goalpost.
Well, you can if you have enough of you.
Yeah.
Ooh, let them throw it in the river.
It's a short trip to the river, too.
Yeah, it's not a 3-mile walk like Vandy.
It's right out.
Let the kids have fun.
Although, how would they get them out?
You could take them up the tunnel.
Is the tunnel? That tunnel doesn't feel wide enough.
Yeah, you could get them up the tunnel.
Danny, it's drunk college kids. Come on now. The There's no better ingenuity. There.
I feel like there
guys.
Would just be like scrape marks along the inside of the
there's
wall.
There's two ways that you're going to get that out. You're going to try to go up the tunnel, and then if that doesn't work, you go up and you just push them over the edge, right?
That's immediately where my head went.
That's where I was thinking, just like fork into the ground.
And then somebody's getting injured in that one.
No, they would have said Geronimo.
Yeah, they're like, hey, clear it out. It's going to be fine. We got plenty of room.
Oh, God.
That's the only two ways that happens.
I've been down that tunnel a couple of times. It feels pretty tight.
No, you go up the visitor's tunnel. I think that one is a little bit wider.
Okay.
I think you go up the visitor's tunnel, but then you also get into, you're going right past Ohio State's locker room, and that may get a little bit more hairy.
That's mildly problematic.
Because, dude, we're going streaking.
Yeah.
That would have been great. That would have been great. And to the texture, says, Danny, it got in there somehow. They build it in there. So it's not like they took it in.
No, I agree with this guy. Got in there somehow.
Yeah, I mean, they
build it at the field goal post factory.
Somehow,
bring
some
it
way,
in,
man. Yeah. But I would have loved to have seen that because that would not have ended. That would not have ended well. There's no way that ends well. No. I mean, you could actually. They could have walked it up the student section. They wouldn't have had to throw it over. They could have walked it up because it ramps down.
Oh, you're right. Around. On the backside,
they could have just gone up and around and walked it down. Something tells me they still would have thrown it over, just college kids.
Yeah.
But you could have walked it up and
gone
around.
Yeah, that backside does open up back there.
Yeah.
That's right, because when you're walking up, you're like, oh, my God, how far do I have to go up this thing to get into the stadium?
We took the goalposts over the beam in 1990 after defeating UCLA for an unbeaten home season. Left it on the admin building footsteps. Oh. So, how about that? Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what you got denied Saturday night because of security.
Vancouver 4 text line, just aim for the bush.
There go my heroes.
The other guys, just aim for the bushes.
You thinking what I'm thinking? top 10 opening to a movie.
Yeah, well, that was The Rock and Sam Jackson.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, let's get to some other games around the world of college football. Oregon State, man.
Oh, no.
That's a tough way to go. And then, Danny, you've been in your feelings over your Trojans lately.
Well, not in my feelings. It was more just...
Yeah, you're in your feelings. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.